This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. A French cartoon depicting the Prophet Muhammad, an offensive film made by a shady producer. MTA subway ads suggesting Muslims are savages. Amidst a string of provocations, WNYC's Arun Venkopal explains how Muslim New Yorkers are picking their battles.
This weekend, Muslims in several American cities will be protesting Innocence of Muslims, the film that sparked violent protests across the Islamic world. But New York has taken a pass. Community leaders and scholars like Hussein Rashid thinks it's been overblown. Here's how he describes the film.
It's somebody's fever-filled fantasy.
Rashid says there are important differences between each of the recent provocations and that they shouldn't be seen as some sort of conspiracy. And he thinks in the U.S., Muslims are well assimilated.
There's no longer a sense of Muslim and American, but Muslims as Americans. And I think that's a really important part of that political engagement. And I think looking at France, you still see this isolation, this difference that you're either French or Muslim. You can't be both simultaneously.
Linda Sarsour, the head of the Arab American Association of New York, says one reason New Yorkers aren't protesting the movie is because there's other important things to protest. That includes spying of Muslim institutions and businesses by the NYPD, and an ad set to run in the subway, which reads, "In any war between the civilized man and the savage, support the civilized man," followed by the tagline, "Support Israel, defeat jihad."
We don't have resources to protest some one guy in, you know, Los Angeles who has a criminal record on a very amateurish, dirty and ugly film that he put together.
Sarsour thinks the MTA could counter the ads by running its own ads, condemning them. However, unlike Rashid, she views the provocations in a collective sense, as part of a pattern of trying to get the Muslim community riled up. She said that while she's open to her faith being criticized in a civil way,
what's happening right now is not civil discourse. It's promotion of hate and animosity and resentment.
However, some Muslim leaders say the mass shootings at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin last month brought attention to their cause. Those shootings prompted Congress to hold hearings on hate crimes just this week. Munir Awad, the head of the local chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, thinks the community has benefited from a growing coalition, including Jewish and Sikh organizations and others who sense a common threat.
In the sense that other members of the coalition feel like they are a potential target of hate and bigotry as well. That's where Americans have been able to connect the dots.
Awad thinks it could take a generation, but he's hopeful that as Muslims grow more engaged in civil discourse, the attacks on them will stop. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.